Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We are super excited for the guests we have in studio. Now, we usually don't have authors in studio, but we make exceptions when we get awesome people.
And when they're hot.
And you also happen to listen to the show.
And they listen to the show. She wrote American Wife. She is the wife of Chris Kyle, and her name is Taya Kyle in studio with us. Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering if Sienna Miller ever had a movie made about her, would you play her in the movie?
She joked question. About it once, but I'm telling you, her accent is so beautiful, I could never pull it off.
But how flattering is right? that that's who they choose to portray you in a movie?
Yeah, except then they dumbed her down. She's completely hot and gorgeous,
right.
And they just totally dumbed her down. I'm like, thank you for that.
Now, I'm sure Chris's brother didn't really like the way he was portrayed in the movie either.
That's not really accurate. Unfortunately, I think that actor really overacted it.
Yeah.
I don't even think the script was written that way. But, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good Marine. And, yeah, he did not sit there shaking on the tarmac and walk off.
I could only imagine him watching the movie going like, I did not do that at all.
Oh, they totally. Have to take so many creative liberties to tell a story. But I'm sure it makes you just cringe. I wish I could go and tell the truth about this scene and that scene.
Right, exactly. But, you know, he's a tough guy. He can take it. And it was supposed to show the love of the brothers.
Yeah.
And Jeff would have been equally as protective of Chris. That's the thing that would have been nice to show in there.
I think the shame was, and a lot of people got really upset, was about the fake baby.
Okay. Oh my
god! The biggest scandal of the movie.
I know. So that's one of the first things I said when I got out of the first time I got to see it. I was like, the baby, like, can we do something with that? Or, and you know, I saw him kind of gulp, you know, they knew, but the truth is, they're like, if that's the worst thing we can say about this movie, we just hit it out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all right.
Did you guys experience a little bit of celebrity when American Sniper, the book, came out?
Mm-hmm.
And then were you prepared to the amount of celebrity you received after the movie came out? Because I think it was, I mean, it's exponential how it grew, you know?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's weird because I don't really even think about it to this day because I just think it's like, you know, live your life, do the right thing, be a good person, and let the rest just kind of play out as it will. But the movie did so well, and I, you know, you never know. I didn't know if it would or not.
Because Bradley Cooper showed up to your house.
yeah. Coop was in the hood, yeah.
Coop was in the hood. Right, isn't that cool?
I don't. I'm just saying that to be funny. Yeah, he does have people call him that. I can't quite do that because it just seems a little too...
So when you found out Bradley Cooper's coming to your house, I mean, you're a regular woman.
Right.
Probably find him attractive.
Yeah.
Do you clean up the kitchen?
Yeah. So what did Taya Kyle do to clean up the house?
Okay. What do you serve him?
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that'd be what I'd be worried about.
So normally on another time, I would be, you know, obsessing about getting everything going, but... The truth is, I was in the middle of a million other things, truly, and I was so emotional and just wanting them to get the story right. It was more about having Chris's stuff ready. I mean, the garage is a mess. I walked up, I'm like, real people live here? You're just seeing it as it is.
I have kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like, take it or leave it. And that's really what they wanted anyway, was the authenticity. But Bradley was on such a strict diet to gain all that weight that he had all his protein shakes and his, you know, he couldn't eat all the spread that we had out, but
okay.
So when did you start writing your book?
Wow. It was sometime, obviously after Chris was killed. And I don't exactly remember when. I know it took a long time because, Jim DeFelice, who wrote American Sniper, he's a friend, and we just started talking and working it through. And really I was just emotionally vomiting on him every day. And then he had to organize it and figure it out.
But was it like therapy?
It was probably your grieving period because right after Chris died, you were thrust into the spotlight so quickly. Did you even have time to process what was happening?
Well, actually, that's a very good point. So I have very little concept of time, honestly, since Chris was killed. It's been such a whirlwind. But we were working on the movie first. And then after the movie was completed, we started on the book. So I guess it was quite a while afterward. And it is, it's a little bit therapeutic, but it's also a little bit like you have to face stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd like to outrun it and I'd like to not deal with it sometimes. But I think it was healthy to have that time where I had to stop and deal with it and figure some things out. But I don't come to any really amazing answers either because I'm still in the process.
Right.
What's been the toughest part for you? Because I'm sure, you know, you're still young and I've read a lot of Marines say or people in the military say that if something happens to me, I would love for my wife to move on and be able to experience love.
Right.
And I can only imagine that that's extremely difficult for you because you seem like such a loyal wife to Chris Kyle.
Right. It is. It's something that I really have a hard time with. I can't quite make sense of it because I do. I feel that loyalty thing and just a quick story. My son the other day, we were in the car and he was asking me about this friend of mutual friend of mm-hmm. ours. And are you happy as a girlfriend? Yes. You know, are you? Yes. He was like adamantly, yes. You know, and I said, oh, okay. And I kind of laughed knowing that he must have worried somehow that I was going to date that guy. And I said, so I laughed and I was like, so you want me to die a lonely old shrew? Is that what you want? Like just, you know, giving him. And he looked at me and he was like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, you don't want me to have any love again. And I was still smiling and playing with him. You know, you don't want me to have any love. Nobody loved me. And he's like, I love you.
That's enough.
Okay. Right. Boom. Like that's a son. That, whatever. So, right. Exactly. So it's sort of that whole thing. But then there's the, and I'm busy and I'm loyal and I have all of that. And then there's just sort of like a nagging somewhere in the back of my head, just going, really? Is that the rest of your life? You're never going to open yourself up.
Right.
I just don't have the answers. I just know it's going to have to be somebody amazing and somebody that can let me keep all of that I have for Chris alive
Chris
and well and
much,
grow something else.
Chris is always going to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your story.
Right.
Are you still wearing your wedding ring? Is that, I see
am.
A ring.
Yeah. I try to switch it to the right and like deal with it. And I don't know. I don't usually pay attention to material things or symbolism that much, but that one I can't get past it.
So what is the story of, is it just your story in American Wife? Is it about the experience of military wives? What is the book?
Well, so I think what we found with American Sniper, the book and the movie, is that it was really sort of every veteran's experience, honestly, from Vietnam War, before that even, and I think it'll be the same story for people in the future. It's just a very common thing. If you're going from the battlefield to your home life, how do you navigate that? And it sort of fills in the gaps that we couldn't put into the movie and the book because you just can't put everything into the first, you know, copy or edition of something. So this fills in some of those blanks. It tells what's happened since. And I also think really it's for every, I think all of us have that love, war, faith, and renewal in our lives. It may not be war in the traditional sense, but I think we're all struggling with something. We're all trying to find our way back. We're trying to figure out how we lean into faith. So, yeah, it's just my story, but I think it's kind of a lot of people's story, too.
And I'm excited about this because that was my biggest issue other than the fake baby with American Sniper is there. I didn't feel like, I know it was about his life and relationship with the military, but I didn't feel like there was enough about his relationship with you.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like you were in the movie enough, really, and your character and your personal life. So I'm excited that this is going to shed a little more light on that.
No, I appreciate it because I was good with it the way it was, but I also know being a woman, you always want to know more about how the woman was doing and how they navigate that. And I know there are a lot of military wives who called me afterward and like, thank you for giving us a voice because they had people contact them after the movie saying, I was with you for all those years, and I had no idea. Was this your story, too? And they were like, yes, absolutely.
So. Well, I'll admit it. After I watched the movie, I definitely looked you up just to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how difficult it is for you to watch that movie and relive everything all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then did your kids watch the movie?
Not yet. They're still elementary school, so I just want them to wait. They want to see it, but they need to wait.
You tell them you got to wait for a little bit. Yeah.
Obviously, they sent you a copy, but did you see it in the movie theater with other people as well?
Well, so the first time I saw it was at a private showing in Los Angeles, and I had a couple of friends with me. And then the second one was at the premiere in New York. That's the only two times that I've seen it.
Just radio silent when it's over, or?
It is, yeah. And this, you know, the second time that I saw it in the premiere, it's always unpredictable grief. You know, it's like it can destroy you, or you can just walk through it like you got this, you know, depends on the day. And the premiere, it came to the end. I absolutely lost it and was like, get me out of here. Like, I have to go.
Yeah.
So I went with Jason Hall, the screenwriter, and his wife, and we just sort of went in the back, like, warehouse part of the theater and just, you know, kind of.
We all, after the movie, we all grieved with you. I mean, I don't know if you felt the love from everybody around you, but I know I did.
Very somber feeling.
Yeah. Never before.
Yeah, it was like a Saving Private Ryan, the same kind of somber and stillness in the theater.
Nobody said anything. Everybody just walked out like, wow.
And the way they handled the end of the movie, because it was actual footage.
Right.
And how many thousands of people showed up to pay homage to him.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I did feel the love, to answer your question, too. Yeah. It just, I'm still in awe of it in a way, and I still feel like it's not just for Chris and his story or my story. It's really just for veterans out there, and I honestly feel like it translates to a lot of first responder experiences too.
Absolutely.
So if it does good for people to get that recognition and understanding, if it opens up dialogue, which it has, I mean, we have stories of the cast and crew all got stories from people that said, you know, my husband served 30 years ago, and we never talked about certain things until the drive home from that movie. Hmm. And to me,
wow,
if that even happens for two people, it's
sure,
well, well worth it.
Okay. The biggest moment.
Yes, Al.
Had to have been.
Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be so inappropriate.
I love it. Bring it.
You listen to the show.
Taya, Kyle.
Yeah.
Hold on. Taya. Hold on. We'll get Big Al's question and your answer after the break. How about that?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, American Sniper is out on DVD today. Make sure you buy your copy. And Taya Kyle, actually, the wife of Chris Kyle, is in studio with us right now. And before the break, Big Al Mack had a question. Big Al, the floor is yours.
Do something outrageous.
The biggest moment had to have been when you met Blake Shelton at the ACM.
I'll be honest, Al. That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Al's been waiting to ask about this.
So please tell me what that was like.
Okay, so, I mean, y'all have had him on the show, right?
No.
This is the thing. I've got the huge man crush
on Blake.
I
know you do. Yeah.
And I met her. I went to the press conference of the ACM.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even going to get a chance to meet him, like meet. And I'm probably 10 feet from him. And during the press conference, he drops his water bottle and it rolls onto the floor in front of me. I pick it up. I give it to him. Here you go, Blake.
Yeah.
And we shook hands.
Nice.
And he goes, and Usher said to him, "Hey, that's Big Al." And so Blake goes, "That's Big Al?" Because everybody had been tweeting, go by Big Al's bar. Anyway, that was our interaction.
I like that.
So, yours was
probably
better.
Yeah.
No,
let's hear
not
about yours.
No, hey, that's a big deal. I mean,
deal, man.
No, he was sweet. He just said, you know, "Thanks for being here," and, you know, gave a hug, took a couple pictures with the kids.
He hugged you?
He hugged me. What was that like?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a big dude. I think you need a man hug from Blake.
Like a bear hug?
I do. I think you need a man
hug. Well, that's the thing. I know a lot of you've had so many celebrity interactions now, and they all want to do something for you. So what's the most outrageous thing a celebrity has offered to do for you and your family?
Oh, man, I almost want to make something up right now. Yeah. Everybody treats me like, you know, they're very respectful and kind, and they say if there's anything we can do, but I don't think.
Well, you should call them. You said
actually,
there was something I could do.
Yeah,
true or false, Taya, did Luke Bryan say you could call him anytime?
He said, get a hold of him anytime if we ever needed anything or whatever. But to be honest, now I don't have Luke's number. I have his manager's. So that's not quite the
same. Oh, he gave you the one step.
He gave me the one step. And that's okay.
You got to come up with a list of, remember what you said?
Yeah.
There's anything you can do?
Yeah, exactly. I need to say, well, what I need to tell him is that the one thing he can do is call his friend Blake and get him to come over on Kid Craddock and hang out with Al.
Right.
There you go.
Right?
That's her call.
Free chicken wings for you for life.
Oh, all right. Well, now I got to work on it. Are they good wings?
Damn good wings.
All right.
Now, how old are your kids now?
They're elementary school still.
Are they trying to get you to get them cool stuff because of all this?
No, you know, they never do. And I'll tell you what's funny is that they never care about anything really that I'm doing other than where are you? Are you safe? Are you good? Whatever. And so I told them I was coming on the Kid Craddock Show, and we listen to y'all every morning on the way to school. We play Beat the Bank in the car.
How well do you do?
I don't do very well.
No.
My son does really well. My daughter and I like chicken out. Yeah. And so they said that my daughter wanted Kelly Raspberry's something like signature picture or something. And my son wanted Big Al's.
Aww.
And then of course, no offense to
it. That's fine.
No offense to the rest.
Yeah.
It happens.
But
Kelly is a favorite.
But yeah, I asked him just to pick one cause I didn't want to be, you know, like an attention whore and come in and try to get everything from everybody. But
Anything you want.
A group picture, a little video. That's all they've ever asked.
Whatever they want.
Anything you want.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yes.
Anything you want.
In fact, you can call us anytime you want, Taya.
Al, nice. give her your manager's number.
Well, let me give you your number. As soon as I get a manager, I'll give you his number.
Kelly. Exactly. It's actually Kelly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, back to a serious note. We do want to talk a little bit about the Chris Kyle Frog Foundation, because I'm sure that's something you'd like to get the word out.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's really been a neat thing. I really felt like there was no way I'd be able to get a foundation going with everything else that was happening. But without boring you with a lot of the details, I felt like it was divine intervention and God was putting people right in my place at the right time. Like, honey, you're doing this. Mm-hmm. So I'm honored to be able to do it. But really, we're just helping marriages of first responders and veterans. We're just giving them time to connect, time away from everything that they fight all the time. Mm. And we feel like if we can, you know, honor God and country by honoring those families and bringing them closer together, then we've done a good thing.
Absolutely.
And maybe we'll do more in the future. But right now, that's our goal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Kyle Frog Foundation. Why is it frog? I'm sure there's a really obvious answer I'm missing.
Yes. No, yeah. No, it does sound weird if you don't know.
Yeah. But they, like, he loves frogs.
Exactly. Well, they call Navy SEALs frogmen because frogs are good in the water and on land.
Okay.
And so the frog thing is it's kind of a big deal there.
Okay.
So.
Do you think you could handle them making another movie out of this book?
You know, so we've gotten calls about it, and I guess I'm just naive about a lot of things because I can't imagine how you would really make a movie out of it. But, you know, I'm listening. I'm all ears. And honestly, if I feel like if it helps somebody or somebody feels like it can be done in a way that sheds light on something important, I'm all for it. But if not, I don't need to go through it and have it be just lame just because somebody did a movie.
Right.
I'm looking at the chemistry going on over here. And if Jenna changes the part in her hair.
I know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
do have that brown eyes.
Right?
Look at that.
You
I
could
know.
Totally play
it off.
I think, well, oh, yes. You're me or so, like Jenna Miller.
Well, Jenna, you had his big movie debut, and me and Al have already done our stuff.
Yeah.
Your turn, Jenna.
It's your time.
Jenna, you might need to take a trip to the boob store before you.
No. Nice.
You can't say that.
Just
that's a national treasure right here.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I appreciate
she's dealing with it. She's got it going on. See, not to Jenna, I'm just saying.
The bad part now, Taya, is that everybody watching now looked at your boobs.
Yeah, but, you know, they probably already were looking at Kelly's and Jenna, everybody else's already.
Oh, Al, you're so inappropriate sometimes.
Love it.
Back to Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No.
Have people asked you to, like, host TV shows or to do reality shows or anything like that?
Yeah, we've gotten some requests for all that.
You're not into that.
Well, I mean, I'm open to ideas as long as it's something that I feel is quality. And, you know, I don't have any desire to just have my face out there just to have it out there. Or reality. I mean, is it reality, really?
Not really anymore.
Mm-hmm. So I don't really want to do that whole thing. But if it's something of value, I'm talking to people. But it's not my ultimate goal.
Yeah. Were you always this confident speaking, or is this just totally? I mean, did you find the confidence after Chris passed away because you're being asked to speak everywhere? Were you always like this?
You know, a little bit. I remember I took, you know, business classes in college, and we had to do the speech class, and I was so nervous going to give a 2-minute talk on how to shoot a basketball properly, right?
Yeah. Like that's,
but then, you know, you get into business, and I had to do some talks in business and to some groups, and that made it a little bit more comfortable. And then the first time I was on the news, I was a little nervous, but I'd watched Chris do it so many times that I felt like I was just a lot more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you really get that drunk the first night you met him?
Yeah, totally. Did you guys take shots?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't shots though. I was drinking scotch on the rocks.
Holy moly!
Mm-hmm.
And that was in California.
That was in California.
Yeah.
So it was. It wasn't shot for shot, but it was. He was nice, you know. Yeah, he bought me a drink, and
there was really creepy guys hitting on you before that, and all that.
You know what? The guy wasn't creepy. He was just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And to hear Chris tell it, he said he looked across the bar and was like, "Well, my buddy's obviously getting, you know, chewed out a little bit by this girl, and I think she's hot, so I could help him and talk to her. I'm gonna go take care of this." So that's how it started.
So and you had no idea how badass he was.
Oh my gosh, no. And he would never say. I mean, he had this baby face. He got carded until he was like 27, 28 years old.
Wow.
And he was just so dang nice. And he was understated. He was in kind of some faded jeans and a sweatshirt and just the nicest guy.
Wow.
Did you prefer Chris with beard or without beard?
That's the big question.
So, yeah. So I always knew him without the beard, and I really loved that softness to his face.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he would keep the beard through the publicity and then shave it off so people wouldn't recognize him as much, you know, because
it's
pretty different look. But he just would ask, like, really, he asked the kids and me, like, with the beard or without, and take a vote and do whatever we went with.
Yeah,
the kids like
without.
The beard.
Yeah, the kids like the beard.
The beard's cool to look at, but smooth's better to kiss.
Yeah, yeah. It's all, trust me, with him, it was all good.
Oh, come on now. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's so exciting to have you in, Taya. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about that we didn't get to? Because we want to make sure you...
No, I don't think so. I really enjoy your show in the morning, honestly. My kids have a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun listening to you guys. You keep it clean and upbeat and fun.
I'll try.
Well, send a shout out.
Except for Big Al.
Yeah, Al. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Have one.
You
want
to give a shout out to Bubba and Angel?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bubba and Angel.
What's up, Bubba and Angel? Yo.
Sorry you picked Al and Kelly.
Yeah,
you are now.
Everybody give it up for Taya Kyle.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time for Beat the Bank. This is your shot at winning up to $1,000. Allison Noel won $550 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Rachel won $700.
Oh.
Both could have won $1,000 if they held a little bit longer inside the bank vault.
I
no, I can't believe it went to 1,000 twice yesterday. It concerns me about today.
The banker went tricky on us yesterday. We'll see how it goes today. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for caller number, let's go 23.
Good enough.
All right.
Little Michael Jordan, little LeBron.
LeBron.
Try to win you some money.
The Cavs still in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're still in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they're good. Got to play conference finals.
Golden State, right?
No, they're no. The Cavs are in the Eastern.
Yeah,
it's okay. They're playing. Who are they playing?
Rockets play Golden State.
Yeah,
and Cavs will play.
I forgot who's on the Eastern.
I know. I fell off. I fell off.
Dang it!
Who is it? Kelly.
The Mavericks.
I can't laugh.
The Hawks. Atlanta Hawks. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, go.
There you go.
This thing called Google. I just Googled
love
it. Fast.
Thanks, Jenna. It would have bugged us.
Yeah.
So from sports to The Bachelorette, because last night was the premiere.
That's what we do know about. We know about The Bachelorette.
We may not know who's in the Eastern Conference Finals, but we know The Bachelorette very well. Mm-hmm. I personally like watching this because I feel like it gets me closer to my wife.
All right, I see that.
She likes watching this show, and it's our one thing we do on Monday nights.
And my girlfriend hates The Bachelorette.
Really?
She'll tolerate it because I watch it, but she's like, I feel dumber watching this show. And I'm like, well, you're kind of calling me dumb, but that's cool.
No, you need mindless distraction.
Yeah. Right. And there's some good life lessons in this.
And I feel the same way as your girlfriend. You know, I can be entertained for a minute, but I feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah, and I get that.
It's
I totally
not the mindless
that.
Show right. of my choice, yeah.
But if you are going to watch some of the episodes from The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, the first one is probably the funnest one to watch because that's where you get the crazies.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the first round of American Idol, when they have all of the bad ones, and then they have one or two that can actually sing.
Yeah.
I mean, they got all of these people that parade on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, whichever one it is. They'll bring an egg, or they bring a rock, or they bring a car with water in it. Wow. And then you got one that are actually maybe, hopefully, there for the right reason.
Right. Yeah. Now,
I can't believe you said that.
See, that's what I don't like. I actually don't mind the first few episodes.
My reasons.
Nobody's there for the right reasons.
It's towards the end that I don't, because it seems so fake to me.
Yeah.
Chris Harrison always tells us, this episode is going to be the most, or this season is going to be the most controversial ever. Every single season, he tells us. It's the most dramatic, most controversial. We did get the most controversial contestant, I believe, this season.
Well, let's say real quick, because they changed the format, right?
Yeah,
now
they did.
There's two girls.
Yeah, you got Caitlin and Britt from Farmer Chris's season, because they couldn't decide. I guess when they kept asking guys, who would you like to be the Bachelorette, it was split between those two girls. So they said, hey, let's change it up. Let's bring in two of them. All the guys are going to get out of the limo, meet both of them, go inside, get the chat. And then at the end of the night, you must decide which one you would like to develop
a
relationship
majority
with.
Majority rules.
Yeah.
And same number of guys, 25 or however.
Yeah, it was 25 guys. And it was awkward just watching them get out of their limos or whatever they rode in on. And,
yeah, it's
and,
always awkward.
And both and girls, they had to meet both girls at the same time, one after another. Yeah.
But here's what I don't get, and it's the obvious question. So if you're going for girl A, Caitlin, and Caitlin is eliminated tonight, so then all of your affection has to be immediately channeled toward this other. So now it's a game show.
Now I'm thinking.
You know, it always is. It always has been.
Did they cut those guys?
Yeah, they haven't said anything. I think the guys who pick the wrong girl get to go home
go home.
Yeah.
If they want to, probably. Yeah. Because it was anonymous.
Because we don't know yet.
You watch them pick which rose, but when they pull the roses out, I'm assuming they're going to tell the guys, if you really were interested in the other girl, which I've seen all over the internet who he picks, they don't even click here to find out.
Yeah.
It's a headline, so you can't avoid it.
Of course.
I would hope it's anonymous. Because if I was the girl that ended up being the Bachelorette, I would always hold that against the guy.
Well, I've seen it all.
It would be impossible for me to get over.
It's
like
the first impression.
Why
thing.
Was your second choice?
Remember, Britt got the first impression rose on Farmer Chris's season.
And she's great at first impressions. She's really warm and friendly, and she doesn't seem frazzled by all the by having two bachelorettes. So she had that advantage going in on this.
This happens in real life. This happens at a club.
At the bar, yes.
This happens at a bar.
You're so right, Al.
And you go up to the bar, you say, hey, babe, can I buy you? She's got a friend there. Hey, can I buy you a drink? no, I'm really not interested or whatever. You know, you really thinking you're feeling this girl.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, her hot girl comes back from the bathroom.
Like, ooh.
Oh, okay. And you step
I can
over.
Tell what number I am in your night by what time you text me.
Exactly.
When you text me at 2 a.m., I know I'm like 4.
It happens all the time, man.
Now, with you out, now, when that does happen, when you have one girl you go up to and then there's another one,
yeah.
You never do what the healer did. There's a guy who's a healer on the show last night.
Spiritual?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Like, he does stretching and healing and weird. He had a good opening line for Caitlin. His name's Tony, by the way, and he's a healer. And this is his opening line to Caitlin. No, to Britt. Play, please.
How are you?
How are you? I'm Tony.
Creepy.
I've been waiting for this moment for a while.
Okay.
I believe in love, the real love, and hope that the universe provides.
Absolutely.
See inside.
Yeah, of course.
Are you kidding me? He's saying the same thing to Caitlin.
See you in there.
He said the same thing to both.
Really?
Yeah, because two seconds later, he goes over to Caitlin.
The same thing.
Like literally, walks on over to Caitlin and says this.
I'm Tony.
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Been waiting for this moment for a while.
Really?
I believe in love, and the real kind of love, and hope that. The universe provides.
Tony, I want to get to know better. He just seems so sweet. He seems like a really sincere guy.
They're standing four feet apart.
Yeah, that was Britt, actually.
It was backwards.
They're standing 4 feet apart.
Well, maybe he didn't realize until he got out of the limo, oh, crap, I've rehearsed this. I've had it memorized. And now I've got it. I don't have any other plan. I got to stick with what I know.
And the thing is, my wife is sitting there and she goes, he's actually a good looking dude. He has he has good features.
Yeah.
And just when he did that, she's like, that's done.
In all honesty, I bet that happens a lot with guys. You have your line going into the night.
It works.
You're just not mic'd up.
That's the funniest thing.
The guy that stole the show, you would think it would be the dancer. There's a guy that showed up and he stripped for the girls. Or maybe one of the three trainers that showed up.
And a cupcake.
The dentist.
A guy rode in a cupcake.
Yeah.
He's riding. Listen to me. He's riding in a
motorized
cupcake.
Is it because?
I thought it was great.
Because girls love cupcakes.
Yeah.
Girls love tiny cakes.
He's a dentist. And he goes, normally I don't tell people to eat sweets, but you guys, blah, blah, blah. So he's a dentist, and I thought it was a good entrance. He seems like a cool dude.
Oh man!
You also had the guy that showed up as a superhero that opened his shirt and he said, "I'm Love Man."
What?
Yeah, his alter ego is Love Man.
I must have missed that guy.
All those guys could have been the greatest until we met Ryan M.
Okay.
Ryan M. was that guy.
He's that guy. There's always one.
There's always one every season, but he's that guy times
100. Now know his name is Ryan McDill.
McDill?
Ryan McDill.
Picture this, please, people. Go ahead, JC.
Yeah.
Picture this. Just close your eyes and picture this. Go ahead, JC.
He's just drunk, and this guy shows up. This guy shows up. The sex coach shows up in a hot tub car, and he's making an entrance.
The whole car is... filled with water. It's a convertible.
Is this a parade? What's going on?
It is, Jenna.
It's just like floats.
I'm telling you.
And the girls love it.
They did.
He's drunk and he's sitting behind them on the steps like, you're a jerk.
Here's Ryan M. when this guy's trying to make his grand entrance with his hot tub car. The girls love it.
Hot tub car. It's the best thing that's ever been invented.
That car sucks.
That's drunk guy.
I know it's terrible, right?
It doesn't suck. It's something else.
What? I like the car.
Thanks, ladies. Buddy, we'll talk inside.
No, we won't. You suck, dude.
Whoa.
John.
Whoops. Now I'm the bad guy?
There's plenty more of Ryan M. coming up, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Because let's get back to Creepy Tony.
It is funny.
It's funny.
So Creepy Tony, the same line guy, the healer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chris Harrison comes out and he says, basically, you guys are going to have to vote. He doesn't even let Chris Harrison finish. He walks up in the middle of Chris Harrison's sentence and walks into the voting room. And then he gets pretty creepy in there.
I'm a very energetic person. Touch is extremely important to me, and I felt like the energy coming from the chest with Britt's name on it was pulsating. So it finalized the decision.
He goes in there and he's filling up the boxes. And he said Brits gave him more energy.
He's just weird. Yeah, he is, Kelly. He's just weird.
Very, very, very weird. Let's move on to Ryan M. again, the drunk guy.
Drunk guy.
Because he was still drunk later on in the night.
Is this the gay bachelor? Seriously.
He's tanked, though.
Yeah. You know what's funny? This looks like a legit drink, but all that is Fireball on the rocks.
He's hammered. What's his name?
He's that guy.
He's that guy.
He's that guy. But he took it to another level. Out.
Did you think, and I did, that this guy was a plant? I really did. Nobody gets that drunk. I mean, I've seen drunk. I've seen bachelorette. I was like, that's got to be a bit.
He seemed drunk, but he still seemed in control.
There. Because
it was very odd to me.
Yeah.
It's like they were saying, this guy's blackout drunk. I'm like,
no,
he doesn't strike me, but
he wasn't remembering
things. Blackout drunk.
Yeah, he wasn't remembering things when they were questioning him about it.
Was he not remembering, or was he pretending not to remember? You know, it's weird.
I think he's a plant. I don't know.
That's the reason I have a hard time with this show.
Right, because this is
I'm just very cynical. I'm very cynical.
I thought it was a plant too, and then when he got sent home, I was like, he's definitely a plant.
If that comes out that he's a plant, this show just lost what little bit of credibility that it had.
It doesn't matter. People don't care.
No,
they
just
want to be. You still there's enough. Real crazy on there.
It's like American Idol where they have the bad singers, you know.
Just want to be entertained for 2 hours, two times a week.
He did a butt grab on Caitlyn, and then he tried to kiss Britt, and he ended up getting sent home.
Yeah.
And I told myself, it went down from 25 to 24.
Chris looked so scared when he was telling the guy, like, you know, they had all these beefy bodyguards. You don't know what a drunk guy's going to do
if he's really drunk.
Well, he was trying
to fight. Chris looked scared telling the guy, I think you need to go home. So that's it? That's it then? Yeah, I think you need to go home, dude.
But now there's 24 guys left, and they leave you to be continued. I'm thinking, why don't these guys get together and go 12 and 12, and that way everybody gets to stay?
Well, that's not going to happen.
It should happen.
But it's not.
Yeah, it's
what
not
if
right.
it's not?
If
you know
you read
for a fact,
any gossip site, I'm not going to say it. It'll tell you flat out who the Bachelorette is.
Oh, see, you told me not to look up stuff, and I was
sitting
there. I
didn't look it up.
Okay.
You don't, usually, when they do spoilers, they say click here if you want to know. But it's the flat-out headline now, so you can't avoid it.
So tonight they'll vote. Is that correct? They'll vote and reveal Britt or Caitlyn, who is actually going to be
the Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette. Okay.
And the one final awkward moment from the sex coach, the amateur sex coach, which came in at the very end of the night.
We can't play that.
Kelly, but it's so funny.
But we can't. Look at the clock. It's
blatant and vulgar, we cannot. We'll play it later.
But it's so funny.
I know it's funny, but it's inappropriate, and I'm sorry, we can't.
We'll play later. We do have, was it two brothers or is it three brothers?
Two brothers.
It's two brothers.
Two brothers.
Maybe there's only two. I think there's more.
Maybe three, actually.
Well, I think one.
Yeah, Koopa.
Like a mix or something. I mean,
Koopa.
Yeah.
And then you have the real good looking brother with the 5-year-old son. That guy's my favorite.
Right.
He seemed the friendliest. I think there was another
one.
We'll get
to know their names a little bit as we go along.
So no amateur sex coach?
No. I'm serious, JC. Okay. No.
We'll talk to Reality Steve, by the way, tomorrow.
Why amateur?
I think that means that he wants to be, but he's not.
Yeah.
Like he's just weird. Labeled himself.
This probably means unemployed.
Money. Money. Get you. Honey. Maybe. A bunny. That's kind of funny. Come get paid. Pay for a maid.
Yeah.
Play some charade.
Then what?
Can't say it's too early. It's too early.
Oh,
okay.
Got it. Nice.
You edited yourself?
I edited.
Oh, good job, Al. See, old Al would have gone ahead and done it.
I didn't write it because that was all planned. Give away some money.
Let's give away some money, Big Al Mac. Allie Wildermuth, how you doing this morning?
I'm awesome.
How do you say your last name? Wildermuth?
Muth?
Muth?
Wildermuth.
Wildermuth.
Oh, Wildermuth. Okay.
Wildermuth. Depends on who you ask.
Wildermuth.
Wildermuth.
It's like wilderness, but with a lisp. Yeah. Wildermuth.
Wildermuth.
Did you marry that, or is that your maiden name?
No, actually, but I'm engaged to a Hall, so my name will change to Hall.
That'll be easy.
A lot easier.
Allie Hall.
Oh, yeah.
I like that
name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people always mess up your name, Allie?
Yes, all the time.
Yeah.
Wildermuth.
Wildermuth.
Yeah. I like the Wilder.
That could be like a dorm, Wildermuth Hall.
When is your wedding, by the way, Allie?
It's actually March 25th next year. We just booked it this past weekend, actually. So it's
exciting.
Did you book it at my bar?
No.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right.
Well, let's get you some money so you could help pay for that wedding there, Allie. How about that?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
What would $1,000 cover? The cocktail napkins at the reception.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe probably.
A few of the flowers.
And you never know. You never know if it is going to even be $1,000.
Yeah, we don't know. We have no idea.
It's always right. random. We're going to put you in.
Anything helps, right?
Exactly. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. When you think the numbers have gone as high as they're going to go, Allie, you make sure you yell stop for us, okay? And that's how much money you're going to win. Because if it closes, you get nothing. And that's not good.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Allie, let's play.
Beat the bank!
Good luck, Allie.
$120 $170 $200 $270 $290 $370 $390 $400
She said stop.
Oh, and it was about.
I heard.
She said stop.
She did.
Say stop.
Hit the button and see what was going to happen. I think it was closing right when you said stop. Mm-hmm.
$400.
It made me so nervous.
It was. I think you made the right call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play, you did it right.
Hit it, Shannon.
Hit that button, Shannon.
The little squeak. Girl, you got every penny you could.
Got a hair on your chinny chin, girl.
What made you yell stop, Allie? You just felt it?
I don't know. I started shaking even more, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you start seeing those $100 bills go out of your wallet.
Done.
Well, I listen all the time, and so it just makes me nervous because, like, sometimes it's right there. Sometimes it goes on forever. You never know.
Exactly.
Makes me nervous.
Well, good job, girl.
Man, $400 for you. Enjoy that money. Good luck with your wedding, Allie.
Ah, thank y'all so much. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I try to get through like every single day. You could do this every day.
Aww, well, you finally got through,
you.
And you're a winner.
Yay!
I listen to y'all every day, all the time.
Thank you, Allie.
Hold on for us. We'll get you your money. There you go. Allie just won $400.
Miss Wildermuth.
Wildermuth.
Miss Wildermuth.
Hall. Soon to be Hall.
Yeah.
Future Mrs. Hall. If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We're going to play again coming up in less than an hour, actually. We'll play...
In about 40 minutes. Yeah.
Because we play twice a day with Beat the Bank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tender love. Miguel and I are going to sit down for this segment.
You guys tired?
We're tired.
Okay, that's fine.
Y'all, my throat is killing me, and it is exhausting.
Your throat has nothing to do with your legs?
Then it exhausts me.
I get it.
Breathe and swallow.
I'm tired, too.
I got to sit down for
a
minute.
It's hard to stand.
Okay. I'm just sitting. I'm just sitting because I want to sit.
I feel you.
I stand all the time. I'm going
to
sit.
Yeah, I stand.
And I'm going to let Elena entertain me.
Yeah, Elena made the trek from the phone screening room over here to the main studio.
It is a trek.
To chat about Tinder.
Because I'm here. I'm ready.
We like to celebrate on Tuesdays. Did you recover from the bachelorette party you went to during the weekend? Because, man, you don't mean
like the last night bachelorette premiere. You mean like a real life bachelorette weekend.
Yeah, yes. I saw Elena yesterday, and she's like, oh, I need to buy some juices or something.
Elena was struggling.
I was trying to like get under my desk and take a nap yesterday. I was like, is that allowed? What are the rules on that?
I think I need some water.
I'm a little dehydrated still.
Pedialyte and Gatorade.
Yeah, I went out of town for a bachelorette party. Yeah, so shouts out to Alexa. Congratulations to one of my greatest friends getting married.
Aww.
I saw a particular picture that was quite disturbing.
I know. Is that what I thought it was?
Yeah, it was.
An inflatable body part?
Yeah. It was.
Oh, boy.
I will have you know
Nonsense.
That on my Snapchat over the weekend, I did create a video with said object and say, well, I feel like I've let Kelly Raspberry down.
Yeah, you did.
That's
very
what
disappointed.
That's for, those Snapchat's for those kind
yeah,
of things.
So, yeah, so I just... You know, I needed to take a little rest on that thing. It was pretty comfortable.
Did the girl get, did she meet her fiance on Tinder by any chance?
No, she didn't. Okay. She didn't. Okay. But I've got another one this weekend, y'all, so.
Oh, you got the
another bachelorette party.
Yes.
Are you allowed to Tinder while you're at a bachelorette party, or is that no-no?
No, we did. We got on my Tinder trying to see if we could meet up, meet up with any dudes.
Yeah, I went to a wedding in Chicago, and the boys, some of the boys I didn't know, got on Tinder and invited girls to the wedding, and they showed up in jeans. Yeah, and my best girlfriend was getting married, and I'm like, are they okay with that? You know, and she's like, I don't care. But yeah, these girls, how awkward is that? They show up in jeans to a formal wedding.
Wow.
From Tinder.
Of course.
I don't know that I would go that far. But I mean, when you're out, you know, going to bars and stuff, if you're, I mean, it's location based, so we're swiping around. Nothing really came of it, but.
How's Tinder going?
It's going good. I haven't been able to, such a first world problem. I can only Tinder for you in Wi-Fi. So, because this phone.
Elena's been using Jenna's Tinder to find her the right mate.
I did a Tinder takeover for Jenna, and.
That's funny.
It's so great. I do love Tindering for you so much because there's no pressure. I'm so beautiful, and it's so fun to just be like,
you are so beautiful, but I get what you're saying. You're not you, so there's no pressure
it's
there.
It's great. Yeah. And I'm over here like, you know, I know a lot about you. I've been not only do I work here now, but I've been a huge fan of the show for so long, but I'll catch myself like they'll ask me a question, and I'm like, what college did I go to? Googling Jenna. I'm like, oh yeah, I played soccer at, you know, updating them. But yeah, it's not a phone that has service. There was an extra one lying around the studio, so they let me use it for this activity.
So how's it been going with Jenna then?
It's been going good. It is. I feel a lot of pressure to find you. She agreed to go on one date with a Tinder guy. So I feel a lot of pressure to find you a good one. So I'm going to keep going maybe for this week, and maybe we can, I don't know what your schedule is like. We'll bang out the details, but
busy.
Yeah,
that's typically how Jenna's dates go.
Yeah,
she said. How else would it go?
Well, I actually came across this article recently that I find so interesting. And luckily, you don't need this, I don't think, but maybe I do. And it is a new service for Tinder users and other online dating applications.
Okay.
Professional photographs for your Tinder.
Like, yeah.
Oh, like professional profile shots.
Yeah, so there's, I guess this person, I think they're a British photographer, got the idea from, she was very active on Tinder. And maybe other dating sites as well. And was like, you know what's so annoying? Like red eye or messy bedrooms in the background of a photo. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you're just not putting your... That's not the greatest first impression. So she was like, well, I'm a photographer. Why don't I start something up? So now it's starting to kind of catch on. Yeah.
But does she take the photo or how does it work?
Yeah, she says she... She got this idea from being on sites and sets up meetings with people that are interested. Gives them, she takes it very seriously. She gives them a questionnaire to begin with, really wants to get to know them, their personality, finds a good location that fits them, and wants to make it look casual, not like it's a straight-on headshot or something.
Because those are turn-offs sometimes, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Or it can make you think somebody's famous.
Right.
Yeah. Like they're a model
I'm
or
so
an actor with
famous
a
famous on social media, yeah.
You are, though. So, yeah, it's kind of catching on. Now there's someone in New York who's starting it up. And
so do you have to fly them?
Yeah.
I mean, how expensive is this profile photo shoot?
You could hire a photographer locally, like for an engagement portrait photographer or somebody that specializes in that. We're on a canal here at our studios, and we're always seeing bridal portraits. But we're seeing a lot of single people, men and women, out there getting their picture taken. And I'm like, what is that for?
Yeah,
maybe they're doing it for their dating sites.
Maybe they are. So, yeah, that's interesting. If you have horrible photos... Look into it.
Start over.
Yeah, some people have some pretty good deals you could grab on, you know, get some during
a Groupon.
Yeah, Groupon. During graduation season, people do normally will throw out some sweet deals. So yeah, that might be sweeping the nation soon.
And care. I think when you make your picture, just like if you're selling your house or you're selling a car, you know, you would wash your car. You would make your house look, you'd stage it or whatever they call it. You'd make your house look good.
Get rid of the junk.
Do the same thing when you're doing you're trying to get a date. You know, look.
It is shocking when you look at some people's pictures. It's like you were saying, Elena, the mess in the background.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't date you. Look at your nasty kitchen counter.
Well, that's them.
Or your bedroom is what a pig.
That's real life, though, Kelly. You know,
stand in front of something pretty.
Well, there's another photographer on here that says kind of the same thing. He's just saying, this is your first impression to someone. And, you know, you need to take, especially if you're a single, that's sincerely looking for love and wants to make that commitment, you need to take this seriously. Mm-hmm. This is could be one of the most important things in your life. So don't be flippant about it. And he says, I don't retouch him or make them, you know,
airbrush
it still
him.
Looks like you.
Yeah, it still looks like you. He's not making you like a centerfold model, which would be great if anybody wants to do that for me. Send me an email. tweet me, please.
I've always said every girl needs the magazine cover photo shoot once in her life just so she feels better. Yeah.
I have an idea on how we can piggyback on this. Huh. We can get rich off of this.
Huh.
We Photoshop Tinder profile pictures. Imagine this. You come across this guy riding a bald eagle. Of course you're going to swipe right.
Riding
obviously, that's so
cool.
Yeah. Bald eagle's flying and you're just riding
that
thing.
I'm not feeling that.
Come on. How are you not going to swipe right on the guy riding a bald eagle, Kelly?
I think that's too corny.
That's America.
That's America.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Right.
Riding
I wouldn't
bald
swipe,
eagle.
You know, in my vast Tinder experience.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't on there very long. I got lucky quick. But I wouldn't swipe right if they didn't show a picture of their face. A lot of these guys,
right.
And then it makes me think, okay, you're either butt ugly or you're married and you're trying to hide something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would just post pictures of their cars or they'd post pictures of really fabulous locations, like beaches and stuff.
I am not dating a
beach. I don't swipe right
on
that.
Trying to date a beach.
Yeah,
because I'm not, and maybe you're trying to show me, oh, this is what I can do for you if I date you. It's like, well, that's creepy. You know, I don't want to do that. So those are things I would not swipe right on.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm about to get on Tinder just to check it out.
You need to.
Just to check
it out.
It
is really need to out.
If anything, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It is so entertaining.
Just, you know what, Al? Just, why not? You know, let Elena pimp your profile. It's been so long since you've been on the dating scene.
I'm not
now that you're ready to get back out there.
No.
Al, you should. You know, I read that Gronkowski,
from the Patriots,
the Patriots player. He just has celebrated his birthday in Vegas.
I'd swipe right on him.
Or something. Well, he is on Tinder.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, he was giving an interview with his, you know, not very good tips and rules that he has for himself for Tinder because he says he loosely swipes. He's like, you got to swipe on a lot of people.
Of course.
So he is on Tinder, which is funny. I think a lot of celebrities are on Tinder.
Yeah.
So you're going to get on now.
I'm not dating. I'm not looking for a date.
Check
it out.
Okay.
You're going to
see.
Check it out.
Okay.
Let's go check it. I've never even pulled the app up on my phone.
Why
never,
tempt yourself?
I just listen to Elena and you guys talk about Tinder.
You're
all
now
the time.
Excited, right?
I'm not excited. I just want to just check it out.
Do you want to be my first customer for the Photoshop Tinder?
No, I'm not. You're not going to take a picture of me riding a bald eagle.
Okay, I could get you surfing on a lizard.
What would you like to ride?
What do you want, Al?
A turtle?
Possibilities.
A turtle in your bar?
A hamster?
Yeah, Turtle Tuesdays.
It is Turtle Tuesdays. That's appropriate.
Coolio?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to Photoshop that one.
Of course.
Don't need to ride Coolio. No.
There you go, ladies. No, Al's joining Tinder. Watch out.
I just said I might check it out.
Uh-huh. And if you're on Tinder or any other dating sites, don't give up because I get a lot of messages from people saying, you know, I just haven't had luck or maybe you need to take yourself off because that's what happened to me. I went on it. I was not happy. It got off and then just went back. Give it a rest sometimes. You need to give it a rest.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you need to update your profile.
Yeah.
Do better pictures.
And then you come back.
I think it's important to update it often when you're on there. I mean, your life changes. But now with the Tinder app, they've done a new update that you can link your Instagram photos to it, which I think is cool because you only get those 6 pictures. Mm-hmm. And now you can see those other moments in their life that might not be dating profile worthy, but this is what they've been doing. This is what they're up to. I think that's cool. It makes it more real.
Yeah. And if you don't think it works, we have a success story in studio with us.
Right.
I mean, Kelly Raspberry and Bill, going 3 months strong.
Real strong.
Yes. Bill says now, you know, yesterday was our 13-week anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. We forgot
said
about
he thinks now maybe we should just stick to the months instead of the weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the turning point, Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. Elena, I just logged into my Twitter. I haven't been on in a while.
Your Tinder?
20 ongoing conversations.
Oh, yeah.
I just clicked on one, and Elena has been not just swiping, having conversations.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead and read me one.
I know you better, Jenna.
Yeah, I'm just talking it up.
Hey, Jenna, how was your day? Hello there. It was a good day. How was yours? Great, thanks. Over this dang rain, though. That's the guy. Yeah, I am, too. I'm ready for pool weather.
I assume.
And then, wait, are you telling
them
where,
a fun time.
Are you telling them
yeah,
where I
is.
Live?
No. Well, it's location based, and I live kind of at the other, the opposite end of the city of you. So they're like, oh, I see you live just right up the road. And I'm like, I'm just here visiting.
I was listening to Elena talk to some guy on Tinder just typing in. He's like, what do you like to do? And she said, sunbathe naked.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I did say that.
She's getting you the right guys.
Elena.
What am I saying?
Nothing.
Oh.
It's fine. Just
it's getting crazy.
Conversating.
Conversating it up. Yeah.
So,
there's a gym friend on there, somebody that recognized you from the gym.
See?
He was like, haven't seen you in a while. And I'm like, yeah, been boxing. Oh, I don't know what I've been doing.
Elena, you don't know this. Number one rule for me, no
what?
More gym
I know.
Friends.
I didn't know until we swiped.
Well, he swiped. He should have known.
She didn't know?
No, I'm telling her now. I know.
All right.
She doesn't know until after she swipes.
No, you know how that goes. No,
I'll unmatch him. He's got to go.
Let me see him before you. Jenna's burned once.
If you see Jenna at the gym, don't even bother trying now.
Yeah. Change your gym.
Change your gym, and Jenna, then you have a
because
gym.
I want to be able to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Well, you're boxing now, so maybe you can go back. Maybe you can go back to.
So now nobody at the boxing gym can date her.
That's right.
Right. My workouts are my workouts. I'm not there to find love.
Man, you're so picky.
Yeah. I don't want to meet him there. I don't want to meet him there.
No, because that's like my special place. I like to just go like beat something up for an hour.
You need to learn from Kelly. You have to lower your standards. I'm not saying Bill was
lower your standards. Lower your standards.
Bill's an awesome guy. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, you know, you have to learn.
You got to bend the rules a little.
Yeah. Be a little flexible. Okay, you breathing?
Maybe that's
no,
what
right,
you meant.
All right.
All right. I'm lonely, but not quite that lonely
right,
yet.
Keep on living.
I'll find you a good one. You can
next week
me.
Is the date?
Well, yeah, I'm shooting for it. I want to find a good guy, though.
Okay.
So,
all right, you give me your best five, and I'll choose.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, okay.
All right. Five.
That's fair, right?
There you go.
I mean,
all right.
Only on looks.
I want a little bit of say.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally superficial about it. It's just a Tinder date.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat wow.
The bank. Beat the bank.
There's some sauce on it.
Beat.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Where's the rap?
You forgot again, didn't you?
I didn't forget.
Where's the rap?
Good job, yeah, you all just, day.
I just, they're not funny anymore. I just,
you retired just now at this
you
moment?
You got it in the middle of the bit, not just doing it anymore.
Like Jay-Z's up on stage, 99 problems came on, he's just like, you know, I don't know. I just ain't feeling it anymore.
Okay.
Oh, Mac.
For $60,000, I bet Weezy would do a Beat the Bank rap.
I bet he would, and it would be doggone good.
Al had this blank stare right now when he was doing the Beat the Bank thing. Like, I don't know where I'm going.
It's just not funny anymore. I'm not feeling it right now.
Maybe JC and I could take over.
All right.
You want to try it tomorrow, Jenna?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. We'll let Jenna try one tomorrow.
Do I have to whisper?
Yeah, no.
Well, you don't have to.
That's Al's thing.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You can beat the bank.
Make it your own.
Yeah.
As they say.
Be
like the
you.
Whisper song?
Make it your own.
Be you, Jenna. Whatever you need to do, make
okay.
it good.
All right, I'll do one. Do you want to go back and forth tomorrow?
I'll try.
I'll do one, you do one.
Okay.
All right.
What? You can't handle
it? I can handle it, Jenna. Calm down.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk to Marilyn Montgomery. You are caller number 27. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
All good.
Wonderful.
What are you doing right now?
I just dropped my son off, and he's going to be so disappointed.
I know.
We've been calling, and he loves Beat the Bank.
Really?
Oh, he wants to play along with you.
You know, you can listen back later on the K-Pod with him, and he can hear you.
He can hear Mommy on the radio.
Yeah.
Show him. Yeah, he's
going to,
because yesterday he was like, call him. And I drop him off, and I get through.
What's his name, Marilyn?
Jesse.
Well, shout out to Jesse. Hopefully he has fun at school today. Jenna, tell Marilyn how to play the game, please.
All right, Marilyn, I'm sure since your son and you have been playing in the car, as you listen, you know, but we're going to throw you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show vault. The banker's going to start throwing out numbers at you. As soon as you feel like that's the highest he's going to go, you need to yell stop, and that's the amount of money you're going to get. But if the vault door shuts on you before you say stop, you get nothing.
Mm. We don't want that.
You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Even if it's $1,000, you got to say stop, Marilyn. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay. Ooh,
we're excited for you. Hopefully you win a lot of money.
Let's
we don't
do
know. We don't know
Yay.
What's going to be. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$240.
Whoa.
$270. $360.
390. 460. 500.
500.
That's enough.
That's enough.
I heard 500.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Ain't my money, so I'm giving it to her.
It was 500.
The producer said thumbs up.
That's all right.
Okay. Let's see our executive producer says keep playing it. We'll give you whatever he was saying because you said it as he was saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it, Shannon?
$510.
You just cost the company $10, JC.
Well, here's the thing.
It was 460 to 510. Is that what it was?
Uh huh. If it would have been closing on her as she said stop, it would have been nothing.
Right.
So we give her the remaining of what she was so saying
nice.
Stop.
That's nice. Right. We like to round
that's
up.
That's fair. That's fair.
All right.
Of course.
Awesome.
$510 bucks, girl. What will you do with that kind of money?
Probably take my kids to do something fun.
Yeah. Jesse's going to be excited, huh?
Yes, he's going to be so excited.
Is he your favorite child?
No.
Who is? Who's your favorite?
Well, which one's your favorite?
I can't pick favorite. I love both of them.
Come on.
Everybody has a favorite.
I find that hard to believe. You have to have a favorite, yeah. Right?
Al, who's your favorite child?
It could change.
Yeah, you know?
Al doesn't want to tell us.
It varies depending on the day.
What are you going to do the rest of the day, Marilyn?
I'm going to spend time with my other. I have a little girl. She's not in school yet.
Aww.
There you go.
And what's her name?
She's really your favorite.
Her name is Randy.
Randy.
I love boy names for little girls.
Beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
Well, have fun with your $510 bucks. Would you like to see how high it actually goes, Marilyn?
Sure, why not?
Just for fun, let's check it out.
670.
Big jump.
820.
Oh boy.
Bigger jump.
Ooh.
Close. Come on. Shut.
That's my sound effect.
There you go.
Man, I sounded just like it.
Yeah, you did.
Not bad, Marilyn.
That's okay.
A lot of it.
That's pretty good.
Hold on first. We'll get you all hooked up with your money, okay?
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
Marilyn. If you didn't get in this time, we're going to play again tomorrow.
Twice.
7:20, 8:20 Central, like we do every day, including a Jenna rap, because Al ran out of rap.
I just ran out of rap.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If you want to check out the pictures, we haven't talked about this today, the pictures of the wedding, they're up on our website, which is kidnation.com.
Yes.
The pictures of of Shannon and Jennifer. Guys were there taking a ton of pictures, and we were in the bridal party. So check out the wedding. Coolio's in the pictures, obviously. And also... I want you to go to a Curvy Bride if you ever need a wedding dress, because they supplied Jennifer with her wedding dress, and it was beautiful.
So yeah, it was.
The name of that company is A Curvy Bride. Big thank you to them.
Again, kidnation.com, KIDDnation.com, if you want to check out the pictures.
Yeah.
Looking all dapper in our suits and
dresses. Yeah, I looked at them this morning. They're great.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, I had a Big Al Mac moment yesterday.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you, man.
It was my first impulse trip buy.
Yep. JC came in here and said, you know what? People hacked into my accounts. I'm tired of... I use that word a lot.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the hackers. I'm going to spend whatever amount of money it takes and go to Mexico spontaneously.
Yeah, you just need to get out of town holiday weekend. Why not?
And I was like, you know what? If these guys are so nilly-willy willing to spend all my money...
Nilly-willy?
Yeah.
Nilly-willy willing?
Yeah. To spend my money just like that. Nilly-willy? Is it nilly-willy?
Make it your own, willy, JC. Willy, make nilly, it your nilly. Own.
Again, ESL cut.
You could do nilly-willy.
Nilly-willy? Is it nilly-willy?
It's willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
It's not Milly Willy?
No, it's Willy Nilly.
You said three different things.
You said Nilly Willy.
I say Nilly Willy.
You said Nilly Willy.
Willy Nilly.
Then you said Milly Willy.
How come nobody ever corrected me before?
Because we never been around you when you say it. Yeah.
Nilly Willy is one of my favorite things to say.
You say it wrong. People are laughing at you behind your back. You look
I apologize.
ESL,
just remember, Willy is first.
Uh-huh.
Willy like Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Willy Nilly.
If these guys are also Willy Nilly Willy.
Willy Nilly willing to spend your money.
Whatever. Yeah. If they're willing to spend my money,
yeah,
then I should spend it and have fun, you know?
There you go.
And Kid always told us.
You know what? Die poor, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
That's the goal.
Are you going to buy the trip and then say that was also part of what they spent when they give you your money back?
Your kids will be fine on their own.
I don't think I can do that now, Jenna, that I said it on the radio. But I was like, you know what? Why not? Why not go create a memory and just stop worrying about these people stealing my money and use that money that they spent and go spend it on a memory with me and my wife.
There you go.
Yeah.
And plus, Al's going out there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
This could be one of the last trips.
Well, I don't know what the future of the bar is down there. So yeah. It might.
That's what I meant.
It might be. I mean, I have to go and investigate. And see if I can maybe.
I think you need to open a bar in America.
Find another location.
And bring America jobs.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Wait, that's why you're going to investigate, and by investigate you mean go drink and lay on the beach?
Bring it back home.
I'm going to go search and see if I can find another location.
In Mexico?
Uh-huh.
After you just got basically jacked?
Oh, JC, that's what you're in for, JC. You need to go.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to be working the whole time?
I'm just going to see. No, I'm not going to be working the whole time.
It doesn't matter if he is, because you're there to spend time with your wife.
And Al. Are you guys staying in the same place?
And Al.
Yeah, we're staying in the same condo, yeah. I mean, not the same building.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the 5-year anniversary of my bachelor party, too. So I feel like we got to celebrate.
Oh, invite
you. Should retrace your steps.
Yeah.
Show your wife what she missed.
Invite those girls.
Yeah, those British girls.
Yeah. Why not? Retrace all the steps and have fun
the way we did.
Come on, Jenna.
Where do I get to stay?
I don't know. You get your own hotel.
Because
Al and I are going to be busy.
Yeah, awesome.
I can get you.
I'm fifth wheeling with you guys to Mexico.
You and Bill could go. Bill.
I'm very busy.
What are you going
to
be doing this weekend?
I'm going to the Rock the Troops event for Operation Once in a Lifetime that grants wishes to soldiers.
Can Bill come with me? Because I'm on Bill's bad side right now, so.
Yeah, Bill doesn't like Big Al Mack after the comments he made about Bill.
About me lowering my standards.
Oh, you should have said what he said off the air about Bill.
I love Bill.
Yeah.
Who knows that? So yeah, we're gonna hang out in Mexico for a weekend.
Now I was gonna play a trick on Al, and I already told him this. But if you want to do this to your guy friends who have been dating somebody for a long time and you go on a trip, just hold up your phone and act like you're videotaping the whole time when they're with the girl.
It was a stupid smile on your face.
And put like the dumbest smile on your face. Just hold it up, point it at your friend, and just have a dumb smile on your face. Just like something's about to happen.
That's
like
great.
Do the whole trip.
The first picture.
Yeah. Say things like, are you going to do it now? Are you going to do it now?
Larry, yes.
Do a lot of whispering into your friend's ear. Because they won't notice.
Oh, the girl would be so... Oh, I feel so bad for any girl that happens to.
Why?
It's about to happen to yours.
Yeah, I might still do it.
Things.
Oh, man. So are you packing your selfie stick?
No.
I got one, so I'm going to bring my selfie stick. I'm going to bring... You always overpack from Mexico, I feel like.
I do.
Is it you? Somebody.
I don't overpack. I'm a dude.
In our group that I always overpack. The first time I went to Cancun, I never forget this. I took slacks. What in the heck was I thinking? Slacks and loafers and all kinds. Never done that again.
I mean, bringing a backpack. That's it.
Yeah, you need like a pair of shorts, a pair of flip-flops, swim trunks.
Well, girls need going out clothes.
I'm not even bringing underwear.
Yeah, I need like 2 bathing suits a day.
Really? Well, I know what you guys need to pack your hair stuff.
Your toiletries, your makeup.
I was proud of myself last time I went to Mexico over Valentine's. I did a carry-on.
Yeah, if you can do that, if you maybe can spend, I don't know, $30 or $40 extra dollars and buy some of that stuff when you're there, at least prevents the hour that you have to wait on your luggage, you know?
Yeah.
You can just go ahead and carry on, or the risk of losing your luggage.
Yeah, it's the beach.
Yeah.
Now,
are we
going to be able to party at your bar, Al?
Yeah.
It's not closed down yet?
No, it's not closed.
They're not even going to let Al in.
Yeah, they're not going to let him do it?
It's open.
The cartel has a handle on it.
It is open for business. It is open. We've got at least another month.
And then it's over?
I don't know. I don't know. I hopefully can work something out. That's all I can say.
Can we bring Bill Kelly just because this might be the last time and he's not going to get to experience Al's bar?
If you want him bad enough, go ahead.
And Jenna, you want to come?
He has his sons. Can his sons come
too? So I'm going to come and Bill's going to come.
Yeah, Kelly can't
with two other couples.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.